Thursday at 11 a.m. we're gonna go to the 6 hours. Things that I said already, I'm just gonna say them to strengthen ourselves again. The Holy Rabbi, Rabbi Lev Yitzchak Mevorodichov, is married, gonna protect us all. He's saying that sometimes the righteous people, they have things that they haven't completed in Rosh Hashanah and in Yom HaKippurim, and they live until Yom Purim. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Am Yisrael the day of Purim, that in that day we can change all judgments of the Yamim Noraim. And even things that have been sealed by the ring of the king, that on that it's written that you cannot bring it back, but still you can change it in Purim. In the book that calls Torat Avot, it's written that if the man have the merit asking permission from the Mashgiach supervisor Rabbi Naftali. So if a man have the merit to be happy in what the Hashem is doing with him, he doesn't have complaints on HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, and he's happy with every difficulty that he's got, whatever he's going through in his life. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gonna accept him also like that he is, and he forgive him on all of his sins. And this is how to fix, the biggest way of fixing for things that tshuva cannot help to fix them. The only thing that helps is to go with thanks and praises to Hashem in Barach all of the life. If you're saying thank you on everything, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you're accepting the way that I'm leading, I'm going to accept you also like that you are, and forgive that person on all of his sins. This is the main issue of happiness that the man have to drink, that it's like a cure, cancel all judgments. Now we can understand that Purim is the only day in the year that in that day a Jew can cancel all of the decrees, even things that in the aspect that have been sealed in the, by the ring of the king. And that Purim is more special than all other holidays, that over there in those days we don't have that revealing. Hashem is not revealing himself like that. Even in Yom Kippurim, that it's day of forgiveness, but still there is that revealing of Purim is not over there. Even day of forgiveness doesn't have the power of Purim, that you can change all of the decrees, like that it's written. So also that point is a point that everyone should take it into his heart too. Someone that is not married until today, the one that doesn't have children, who that got a certain problem with a certain child, who that is sick, all things that a man sees that he is not able to cancel them, cannot bring the salvation. In a certain decree in Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippurim, they made a decree that he's going to go through something. So in Purim, he can cancel that. They made a decree that he will not going to have Shalom Bayit. In Purim, he can change everything. And on that, I explain, on that we're saying not every day is Purim. Purim is only one day in a year. Not every day is Purim. Thanking Hashem that every year and year we know that in the past of Esther we're going to do 6 hours in Bodedut. And we're dedicating it to Am Israel. Learning until 11. And then it's a day of fast. Can go and do 6 hours with Bodedut. We have the days of Purim. It's Sunday, and the main day is Monday. Because there is that way of observation in the world that in those days everyone that opens his hand, spreads his head, they give into him. Like the righteous people are writing that even if a man is a sinner, is a criminal, is sinning, if he's opening his hand and asking, you should give him. Like that Hashem is giving to everyone, even if he's not worthy. We need to see how to achieve whatever we need in those days of Purim. This is why it's written Yemei HaPurim, days of Purim, not day, one day. It's 2 days. 2 days that a man can achieve in them huge salvations. And also spirituality, in a spiritual way. A man can achieve to have the merit to get rid of the husk of Aman Amalek, every one and one. This is the point that, thank Hashem, every year and year we're strengthening that point, to go, to stand in front of Hashem. Ribono Shel Olam, today everyone that is asking, you give him. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov is writing, all of the righteous people, that today is the only day that you can achieve things in it, to change all of the decrees, all of the bad decrees, to bring all of the good salvations, to beg on that point, the point or points that he needs, and to be insist. If you're going to insist, you're going to achieve it. Just to remind all of the students, thanking Hashem that when we're reading the Megillah, only in the first Haman and the last Haman, we're stamping with our legs, making noise. Only in the first Haman and second Haman. Last. In every place, it's not allowed to throw those napatzim. If you made one person to be afraid, you need 100 days of Yom HaKippurim, they will not going to forgive you until that person is going to forgive you. Not allowed to do those bad, hard noise. If your children have it, to take it to them, to take it to the parents, it's not allowed to, that someone going to make someone else sorry. Even more so in the time of reading the Megillah, making from the highest thing in the world, making a joke out of it. Like Rabbeinu said that in the time of reading the scroll, the Megillah, it's like reading stories from ancient times. You can see the face of Mordechai and Esther and cancel all of the curtains, all of the blockings that men. And he can see, receive such faith that he's going to see only Hashem. He doesn't see himself, he doesn't blame himself, he doesn't see nothing. No human being. He doesn't see himself, and nothing else. Just see Hashem. So to lose something like that, wonderful. Baruch Hashem that every year and year the students are behaving very well in the night, in the day. Baruch Hashem. This year we're going to achieve Bezat Hashem more and more. Amen. And everyone knows that in the night all of the world in Motzei Shabbat they're sitting to eat, but we don't need to do no meal. Even it's better not to eat nothing in Motzei Shabbat Sunday, that it's not Purim yet for us in the, we're not wasting the time on meals. And if you're hungry, there is no prohibition to eat. It's not a problem to eat, but you don't need to eat. And to drink wine, it's not allow nothing. It's a prohibition. Not allowing the first in the night of Purim to drink at all. The main thing, what it's written, that people achieve salvation, it's in the night. Because in that night, the sleep of the king went away. He wasn't asleep, he was awake. And every year and year in the day of Purim, so the creator of the world, the king of the world, he's not asleep. He's looking on the sorrow of Am Yisrael. And he sees the sorrow of each and everyone at night. Also in the day achieve salvation, but especially in the night. Then, it's written, that then a man should have the merit, because Hashem is awake, the king of the world. Hashem Yitbarach wants to bring all of the salvations like that in that night. He brings such a salvation to Am Yisrael. Every year and year, we can achieve salvation, and especially in the night. This is why in the night, we're taking advantage of the time. If you're able to pray all night, to go sleep early, and then to wake up Chatzot, midnight, use the time of Purim, to strengthen ourselves in Tfilot, not to be foolish. Not every day it's Purim, really. Like that we're saying, to be with wisdom, with new wisdom, to take advantage of the time, to bring salvation. If you have a problem in the night of Purim, you can bring salvation. Change all judgments. The Baal Shem Tov said, when the one of the days that we have to pray in the Netzach Hama, it's Purim. Rabbeinu said that all of the beginning up from Purim, so we need to have a good beginning. All of the beginnings are from Purim. A good beginning in Purim is to wake up and pray in the Netzach Hama. People that are early, wake up early, praying in the Netzach Hama. In the morning, thanking Hashem. Immediately after the tefillah, giving mishloach manot, one to his friends, to the poor people, everyone to be fast, also to sit and learn in day of Purim. To try to sit and learn Torah. Everyone gonna prepare for himself coins, because everyone that gonna ask you for money, that you're gonna have coins to give. We're received the Kabbalah from the Rashash, that the Rashash said that there is an issue to say, make a meal in the morning. Everyone have a meal in the morning, eating something. So have that intention that you're eating to fulfill the obligation to come out also by the Shita of the Rashash, to eat in the morning. But the main meal that we're doing, it's for sure, by all of the opinions, after we're praying Mincha, and then we're making the meal, the Suda, and drinking. It's written, the king said to Esther while they drink wine, "What's your request? I'm going to give it to you. What's your request?" And it's going to become, going to happen. So the Admor is writing that the king is the king of the world, and he's saying to the Jew that he's going in darkness and he's under a lot of covering, "What's your request? I'm going to give it to you. What's your request? I'm going to keep it, going to make it for you." In the time of drinking wine, you can achieve all of your requests in that time. When we're drinking the wine, we have the power to achieve all of the salvations. It's all of the miracle was dressed in wine. They drank wine, that Ahasuerus drank wine, and then he called Vashti, and then they met. They brought Esther, and also when Esther made that feast to drink wine, and she actually conquered Haman by that. So there is that issue of drinking wine. It's not allowed to drink no cup of wine without the Lashem Yichud. Do we have it in English? We have copies of it? We need to make more for everyone. A man should drink that he's going to receive more wisdom. It means he has to prepare himself with prayers to grow the wisdom, that you're going to become ahead, not to lose everything to become poor. If a man is losing his wisdom, what's the why you done that? What? There is no reason to drink more and to lose your clarity. Not to be confused. If you're drinking and you're losing your mind, so it's not going to help you at all. And it's a wonderful prayer. What we said, that when we're drinking wine, then we're achieving. And with a prayer, huge prayer like that, that contains so many important things that are fixing us for all of the year, that I'm going to be full with joy, with happiness. I won't have no sorrow. Such a wonderful prayer. It's important to say it with intention. What's your request? I'm going to give you. And it's going to become, to say it with the peak of intentions as much as you can. Not to lose the main thing. Also, it's very important to dance. Oh Hashem, we're praying, but we need to dance. And also, to pray. And also, while we're dancing, also dancing, happy. But a man can take a certain request every few minutes, a certain time, something that he wants to achieve, a salvation that he wants to happen, to become. So everyone should take it. There is no prohibition. And drinking, just that it's all going to be calm and clear, doing everything with wisdom. with the right intention. All of the time to have connection with eating, to eat, not to separate, not to break halakha, not to have too much time without eating. Want to have the merit to serve Hashem. Day of Purim is day of serving Hashem. It's a huge, huge day. Everyone that is saying not every day is Purim. It's a day of effort. It's a day that we should work in that day. To serve Hashem in that day. And it's going to affect all year long, all of the year. We're doing one thing after the other, one thing after the other. It's all an effort to be glued to Hashem Yitbarach. This is why every person, every year and year, no one, don't ruin to yourself and to the rest of the public. All of the beginnings are in Purim, so if you ruin to someone else, which kind of beginning you have? This is the beginning? It's the end, it's not the beginning. You be wise, make a lot of prayers to behave well. Drinking to receive wisdom, to receive brain. Receive wisdom. If you feel that you lose your wisdom, stop drinking. It's not a contest. And Rabbeinu is writing in the 10th Torah that by the dance of Purim can cancel all judgments. And canceling the husk of Aman Amalek, achieving happiness. Even if all holidays are going to be cancelled, the days of Purim will not going to be cancelled. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the special opening, that huge light is going to illuminate for all year long. And every year and year it's illuminating in Purim. The Rebbe HaKadosh from Ruzhin, he said, it's written in Gemara Brachot, Yishayahu HaNavi and Chizkiyahu the king, he told him, finish your prophecy. He told him, Chizkiyahu said to Ben Amos, stop your prophecy. So he said, I accepted it for my forefathers, not to give up for mercy. The place that Yishayahu brought his prophecies coming from Netzach and Hod. From the level that he brought his prophecy, there was nothing to fix Chizkiyahu the king. But Chizkiyahu, he was the king, and he was in a higher level than Yishayahu. And he told him, this is why I accepted for my father of my father. That he received it from wisdom. That's a higher level than Netzach and Hod. Avi Abba, it's above everything. So he told him, it's true what you said, that there is that decree and cannot help. But this I accept from the house of my grandfather, from higher level, from higher place, that even if a sharp sword is on the throat of a person, he's not allowed to give up for mercy. And always there is an advice, and by that advice, to believe in the mercy of Hashem, I'm going to be saved from judgments. The secret of Purim, this is the advice. That we know that nothing is lost. This is the life of Purim. The Jews, there is no option that something is lost. There is no limitations at all for a Jew. Not at all. Even if something been sealed by the ring of the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his kindness wants just to do good to Am Yisrael. Like the Arizal said. Every time I'm reading that line, that this is the light of Purim, that what? The Jews understand that this is the real light of Purim. That there is no reality for something, no option of nothing that is lost. You cannot do nothing. There are days of Purim, there is Purim, in Purim, all of the prayers have been accepted. Like the Arizal said. That Arizal said that we receive the gift the day of Purim, that you can cancel even decrees that have been sealed by the ring of the king. Also there is that issue. The Jews are gathering together. Praying together. Reading the Megillah together. Drinking the wine together. Then there is salvation and saving Hashem is saving the Jews from a different place. Even things that have been sealed by the ring of the king. And this is the faith that the Jews should believe. That never lost all chances. Because a Jew is receiving his salvation from another place, from a higher place. So this is why, like we said, and we're going to say it again, we should know how much it's important to take advantage of those days. Tomorrow in the fast of Esther, everyone to do 6 hours. It's a day of tshuva, to go, to pray, to achieve, bring salvations. And after it, we have 2 days of Purim. And especially our Purim. At night, the king is awake. Every year and year. This is why, even the decreed a certain decree to kill, to ruin, to lose. The one that is wise, you're not going to go and ask from the clerks. Because actually, it's not in their hands even to help you. Just he is going to the king himself and falling in front of his legs. And asking his forgiveness, his help. Everything that is written in the Megillah is for each and every one of us. That Esther HaMalkah done. She went to the king of the world. The main decree, here we're going to read something wonderful. The only decree that there was, that there is, it's that Hashem is hiding his face and people cannot pray. This is the only decree that there is. And as long as a man can pray, there is no decree. No decree in the world. He can pray, cancel all of the decrees to bring salvations. He's explaining here that the main decree was that Hashem was hiding his face, didn't let them in and to see the king. Like that Esther said, 30 days I haven't been called to the king of the world. Huge hiding. That even Mordechai and Esther, they couldn't see the king. This is why in the time that Am Yisrael made the golden calf, Moshe Rabbeinu continued to pray. Moshe Rabbeinu understood then, I can bring salvation, and he achieved it in a time of decree, just standing and praying. There was also a decree to kill and all of the Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself decided. But because that Moshe, he went to pray, and he prayed and canceled the decree. Here there was a huge hiding. Hashem hides his face in a horrible way. This is the main decree, that Hashem is hiding his face. We need to pray on that every day and day, that we're going to have the merit to come, to stand in front of the king in the day of Purim. To stand in front of the king of the world. To bring salvation. The beginning of the salvation was by Mordechai, that he was screaming, a bitter scream from out of his broken heart. This is how the salvation started. This is the job of a Jew. That the main effort in that holy day to penetrate the attribute of confidence. That Hashem Yitbarach, He is my God in all of the situations. The main thing is to bring the attribute of confidence. Like Avraham Avinu, that he had 10 tests. This is how every Jew got 10 tests. And the main test of a Jew is on the attribute of confidence. It's from the foundations of faith that a Jew should believe that Am Israel, they're accepted in front of their Father in heaven, and He will fight for us. This is the main thing to know. Because the salvation is going to come for the Jews from a different place. He wants to say that even like we said once, that people have the in Purim the ability to change the judgments of Elohim to mercy of God, of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. In the day of Purim, it's hard to do 6 hours in a row at night, unless if the person has power to be awake all night. It's very hard. In the day, a lot of mitzvot we have. Also at night, whatever you're going to make, 3 hours, 3.5, 4, thanking Hashem. The main thing is to pray as much as you can, to lengthen tefillah. Someone is asking, what's better, wake up midnight or to do 6 hours during the day. So Rav is saying, we said that the main thing is the night. Always the night is higher. It's the time of the will of Hashem. No, to do it very well. There is importance to the night. Not only because that it's Purim. All of the time. The numeral value of the word Lebisume, it's 148, like the numeral value of the word Nachman. To drink and to receive the wisdom of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Someone asked if we can say the words of Shmona Esrei again and again and again. So Rav Shalom is explaining that we explained it a lot of times, that yes, you allow, except of the words Baruch Atah Hashem, you allow. Drinking only wine we're drinking, no other liquor, no other drink, no alcohol, even all year long we're not drinking that. In Purim we're drinking wine, in Pesach we're drinking 4 glasses of wine, this is it, this is what that we're drinking all of our lives. This is it. Rest of drinks. Who is drinking? You need to say L'chaim. To drink something that you barely can see. If someone food for you and wants you to do L'chaim, say you drink a zip, something that you cannot even see. It's known that the Haman HaRasha been hanged in Tetzayin Nisan after Leila Seder. So he said, please don't forget to make him a Ilula. Where it's written in the Torah, it's written in the day after Pesach, ve'ile machorat ha-Pesach. Pasak haman, the man stopped, the food man stopped, so it's the man that died. We learned it from the Torah. They hanged him. Someone asked if it's allowed to go earlier from the yeshiva, not at 11, just in 10, 15, 10:30. Rav Shalom said, yes, main thing is people going to strain themselves. Is it good to drink in the meal of Shachrit in Purim? Not to drink in the meal of Shachrit. What's going to be if you're going to drink it? You're going to come to Mincha, not able to pray Mincha. Wise person who got eyes in his head. It's true, we need to start Ma'ariv early. When stars comes out? 6 and 10 minutes. So we can start Ma'ariv. At 6 we're starting. Pray Ma'ariv and then we start. Then we're going to start, we're going to say Shema in time of Kirat Shema. So Ma'ariv at 6. There are people that have that custom to dip in the mikveh before of prayer of Purim. So at 6, Ma'ariv. What's next? What else we have here?
Amina
It's written in another place, Amina Sela. It's written that we learned on Haman, where we learned about Haman from the Torah. It's written at Amina Etz. That Haman, So he said there is another place that you can learn. It's written Amina Sela. That Am Yisrael didn't believe that they're going to receive water from the stone, from the rock. So it was a doubt. And a doubt, and then they were whining and crying. So it's another way of learning on Haman from the Torah. Every prayer that Am Yisrael are praying, we're joining. We want to pray. Rabbi Shmuel Shapira was drinking in the morning, and they were drinking only in the morning. The Rav Shalom said, I saw it. But immediately after Shachrit, in the Bet Knesset, they were making Netilat Yadayim, eating and drinking wine, one cup, not dancing, and they went to sleep. So if this is the Purim that you're doing, drink in the morning and go to sleep. Wake up in the end of Purim, wonderful Purim. Great. If this is the Purim that you want, don't be stupid. You see the Yetzara? To drink, also in the morning, to drink. It's Yetzara. There is that issue to drink. There is a mitzvah to drink. Baruch Hashem, we made borders that everything is a normal way. At night we're praying. Also Ma'ariv, and in the middle we have it Bodeduyot, and in the morning Shachrit, and you can do Chatzot. In the day, there is time to learn Torah a little bit. A man have to learn Torah in Purim. Gonna drink. They would drink in the morning, waking up, and then they learn. They weren't drinking a lot. They haven't made another meal after it and drank again. Maybe they made another meal, but they haven't drank again. They drank in the morning, and this is it. Went to sleep. This is the Purim that you want. Please go, do, no problem. Don't be stupid. We have a meal. You have a few hours. Until the evening, until night. You have 5 hours. 5 hours, it's a lot of time. You have a lot of time to drink, to dance, to be happy, learning Torah. Rabbis are coming and teaching, strengthening us. Drink in the morning, not going to learn Torah all day long. What you achieve? The main thing, to drink. This is it. To be wise. A man should divide the day in an organized way. Everything he's got time for it. We're not doing something because we have a certain desire. We're doing it because that the righteous people commanded us. And Rabbeinu commanded us and told us that it's helping for Tikkun HaBrit to receive wisdom, to achieve holiness. Someone is finishing Likutei Halachot. Where is the Likutei Halachot? Finishing Likutei Halachot now. They asked Haman, what do you want to be when you're going to grow up? So he said, Talui. Talui means it depends. But in Hebrew, depends means hanged also. Talui depends, it's also hanged. Talui depends, it means hanged. Whatever we're doing, we need to ask from Hashem Yitbarach for salvation. Don't be confused at all. Let's finish the major finishing of Likutei Halachot. No more value of Purim 21. And the name Ekye, that is a private supervision, Ekye, it's the same number of value. Beautiful, Rav Yisrael. Beautiful. Shmuel, my son, is selling tickets for the meal over there in the Ezrat Nashim after the class. Please buy tickets. Zecher lemachatzit hashekel, giving to the yeshiva. And then Bezrat Hashem, Beit HaMikdash is going to be rebuilt and we're going to give it to Beit HaMikdash. You should give it to the Institute of Torah. Everyone's going to be wise, give it to the yeshiva.
22.
They're asking if it's 22.5, 23, 24. Rav Shalom is saying, say 27, that everyone's going to give. Zach, 27 shekels. Children in the school giving bicycles in the Talmud Torah for children of the given a certain reward, a lot of prizes. Even a donkey they have. They bought a donkey. Women are eating at Zvil at 1 o'clock. When we're praying Mincha? 12:20, you can start praying Mincha. So at 12:30, Mincha in the place. And then immediately starts the meal, the Suda. Kadat, drinking, gonna have huge happiness. Everyone pray on that we're gonna have beautiful Purim. Let's read it together. Let's finish it together. This is why we're saying Parashat Tzitzit in Kriyat Shema, to say that we believe in one God. Like we're saying in Kriyat Shema, it's an aspect of Tzitzit that is holy garments that pulls all of the light. The Tzitzit is an aspect that the sins becomes to be an aspect of merit. Like that it's written that even if your sins is going to be red, they're going to become to be white like wool. That it's an aspect that Hashem is wrapping himself with talit. And by that, that in that day we're going to look for the sins of Israel and it's not exist. They haven't found no sin. Aspect of going down, that is the peak of achieve climbing up. Aspect of Kriyat Shema and saying Baruch Shem Kvod Melchuto Le'olam Ve'ed. This is why they established to say Tzitzit, like, because it's one aspect like we learn. What is the blessing that the blessing the bride and groom to have the happiness like Adam and Chava? That Adam and Chava, they didn't have no father-in-laws and no mother-in-laws.
Everybody in the English program, here's a list of your davening devotees for everybody. So please feel free to take one, and when you do your devotees tomorrow, just keep these people blind?
I have no idea.
For what?